Blog Talk Radio.
We don't know why, and we fail, but we never try, and life gets overwhelming. But when I am in doubt, I trust that He'll work it out. His love surpasses
understanding. His love lasts forever.
Hey,
even
yeah.
When you feel like giving up, joy comes in the morning.
Love is patient, love is kind, it does not instinct. It don't boast, it's not proud, it is not self-seeking. Although things may not always look so great, just put a smile on your face and expect a better day.
Giving honor, God, Heavenly Father, I'm moving to your spirit, control every part of my life and all the drama, even through the pain, even through the problems, I'ma still praise your name. I got a little testimony, wanna tell you about it. Devil tried to bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your faith stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Take Him with you everywhere you go to keep your soul fed. She rubs some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control. Make Him whole, joy coming full force.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. My name is Stacey Lunsford, and we bring you greetings from Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. I thank you so much for joining us this evening. We do have a special guest tonight, and his name is Prophet Wayne Loveless. In his message tonight, he's going to be talking about glory and fire. And a little bit about his background, he is from Raleigh, North Carolina, and originally from New York City in the Westchester County. Prophet Wayne received Jesus as his Lord and Savior in 1986. He has served under the late Bishop Mac Tim Timberlake and Bishop Frank Summerfield. Prophet Wayne flows in a heavy prophetic and healing anointing. He is married to the lovely anointed Angela Lovelace, and they have two children, Prosperous Faith Lovelace and Wayne Edward Lovelace Jr. And at this time, I would like to present to some and introduce to others Prophet Wayne Lovelace. Good evening. How are you?
Praise the Lord. How are you doing, saints?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Amen. God is good. Amen. I like that song because it shows that God is touching people. You know, God's even using Snoop Dogg. He's got much criticism, you know, but anybody can get saved, but deliverance takes time. Amen.
And
his love is everlasting. So, amen. So there's on the line tonight. Amen. We've all made mistakes. And now God is saying to forgive yourself. Amen. And I'm going to be talking tonight about the fire of God. Amen. The fire of God. Amen. And what I'm going to be starting with, I'm starting right now, if that's okay. Amen.
Acts yes, that's two. Fine.
Acts 2, I'm going to read verses 1 to 4. Amen. Many people today have a tongue, and they even have the gifts of the Spirit, but they're not living anything. We can't forgive one another. There's so much carnality in the church because there's the tongue, but there's not the fire. Amen. In the old days, they tarried for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, in the Bible, they tarried, but you don't, you know, because the Holy Ghost had not come into the earth realm yet. So you don't have to tarry today. You can confess, you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost by saying that I receive it, by having hands laid on you. But I think we need to go back to tarrying a little bit to get the fire, because the fire burns out impurities. Amen. Now, in verse 1, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. How we all need the fire of God today. Amen. We have a tongue, we have gifts, but we need the fire so that we can love one another, so we can forgive one another. Amen. And to give you some background here on fire, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, fire is sometimes synonymous with the Shekinah glory, amen, and the Shekinah glory just represents the presence of God among his people. And sometimes that presence is like a smoke, amen, an incense. Amen. Like I believe in First Chronicles, where the Shekinah glory came into the temple, and the priest couldn't even minister because of the Shekinah glory. And other times it comes as a fire by day and a pillar of fire by night. Amen. But the definition of fire is, glory to God, is a combustion or burning of which substances are combined. Amen. Chemically with oxygen. Amen. And typically with light, heat. Fire and Shekinah glory represents God's presence. Amen. And the Lord went before them in the book of Exodus by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And also when they crossed the Red Sea, then the fire that went before them, the children of Israel, went behind them and came a barrier between the children of Israel, Pharaoh's troops. Amen. So the fire of God is actually protection. Amen. For the children of God. Amen. It's symbolic. Glory to God. Hell, hallelujah. There's times when I've been in meetings where I've seen prophets and apostles, and it seemed like there was fire. Good God Almighty. Fire in their eyes, or sometimes I've laid hands on folk and it seems like there was a spark. Amen. Come on, somebody. Fire is also bright. Angels are bright. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not dwelling in darkness. We're in the light, but we need the purifying fire of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Because fire purifies. Amen. Fire also protects. Amen. Like I said, he was a pillar of fire by day. Amen. The pillar of cloud by day, and the pillar of fire by night. Amen. Glory to God. And when the Egyptians tried to come to get the children of Israel while they were crossing the Jordan, they couldn't go through that fire. You understand what I'm saying? Fire purifies. Amen. Hallelujah. And even the Bible says, you shall go through the water, they shall not overtake you. And you should go through the fire, and it should not consume you. Amen? So fire for the unbeliever is a burning thing, is a disastrous thing. Amen? For the believer, it's deliverance. Amen? Because you remember that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire because they refused to bow down. Amen? To the golden image. Well, I refuse to bow down to homosexuality. I refuse to bow down to abortion. I refuse to bow down to this fake gospel. I refuse to bow down to the things of the world. And if I get into the fire, I'm not worried about it. Amen? Because the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, thou, O King Nebuchadnezzar, hallelujah, we're not, our God will deliver us. But if he doesn't deliver us, we're still not going to bow. And because of this, he got enraged, and the fire was heated 7 times. Come on, somebody. 7 times, and it took the strongest men to throw them in. But because of the commandment of the fire being 7 times hotter, oh, come on, somebody, the men that threw them in were consumed themselves. Amen? But check this out. When Jesus comes, come on, somebody, then the fire is safe. And then the king went, Nebuchadnezzar went to the edge, right, of the fire, to the edge of the thing in which they were thrown in. But it seems so funny that verses before, the mighty men were consumed, but yet Nebuchadnezzar was not consumed. And he didn't have any fear to go to the edge of the fire, amen, because the Lord was in the fire. And he said, my God, there's 4 men. Did not we throw in 3? But there's 4 men, and the 4th man is like one of the Son of God. So when you go through the fire, saints, come on, somebody, people are watching. Amen. And they won't, and if we don't panic and we don't get out of the fire, amen, come on, these light afflictions are but for a moment, but it's working for us a far more exceeding eternal way to glory while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. That's a type of fire. A trial is a type of fire. But anyway, getting back to that story, glory to God, that Nebuchadnezzar saw that they were not consumed. And he even came close to the fire because Jesus was in the fire. Come on, somebody. If you're going through fire these days, then you need to call on the Lord. You need to call on some fire. Come on, somebody. And the Bible says, glory to God, and I don't think fire cannot consume fire. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So the Bible also says that he makes his ministers as a flame of fire. So we are fire today. Come on, somebody. If you're not winning any souls, if you're not walking on the water, if there's not the miraculous in your life, if you don't have joy unspeakable and the peace of God that passes knowledge, then you need to get in the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. Till he sends the fire. Come on, somebody. You can be baptized with fire more than one time. Amen. Acts 4 said that after they were warned not to preach in his name, amen, they returned to their own company, and they said, Lord, we thank you that we've been, we're worthy to suffer for your name's sake. And then, I'm messing it up, y'all, but you know what I'm saying, amen, I'm paraphrasing, but that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child, Jesus Christ, amen. And as they prayed, the building was shaken, amen, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost again. Come on, somebody. We need the fire. The Holy Ghost and fire are synonymous, amen, because John the Baptist says, I indeed baptize you with water. And all these people were coming out for John because John was powerful. And even Jesus said, among those born among women, there's no one greater than John the Baptist, amen. It doesn't mean that John was greater than Elijah, greater than Samson, Jephthah, Miriam, you know, Deborah. But it means that they were top dog too, but none of them was above them. But among them that are born of women, there's not, amen, nobody greater, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. So if you're a baby Christian today, or if you're confused today, you're still greater than John. But yet everybody came out to see John. Everybody came out to have their sins, you know, to be washed, to be baptized. But he said, I indeed baptize you with water, but there cometh one after me, talking about Jesus, who shall baptize you with fire and the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I know we got the Holy Ghost today, but we need to ask for the fire. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's and fire is a form of protection, because there's a story, glory to God, that Elisha, amen, that the, I think it was the king of Israel or not, or the king of Samaria, one of those kings of Syria, amen, he made plans to attack Israel, amen, and Elijah, the prophet, said, warned him, don't go here, don't go there, amen, three or four times, until finally the king said, where is the spy? A little maiden who they had kidnapped when they invaded Israel and they brought back as a captive said, no, but the prophet Elijah knows the secrets of your bedchamber. So they sent out a great army after them. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And but Elijah was resting. Amen. You can rest in God even in the fire. You can rest in God even in the storm when you're spending time with God, because my Bible tells me that he will keep us in perfect peace who keeps his mind stayed on him. Well, anyway, as the story goes, Gehazi saw all those troops coming against him, and the man of God was sleeping, kind of like Jesus slept in the middle of a storm. You can sleep in a storm when you're sleeping and you're rested in God. And he said, oh, my God, what are we doing? And the man of God woke up and is like, what's going on? And he said, Lord, open his eyes. And his eyes were open, and he saw chariots of fire. Come on, somebody. Angels, chariots of fire all up on the mountaintop. And he said, there's more with us than for them. Come on, somebody. There's more for us. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We need to ask God for some fire. In fact, right now, we need to ask God to open up our eyes. And even now, I pray that the eyes of your anointing may be, the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling and with the and the greatness of his inheritance in the saints, and with his exceeding greatness of his power to usward that believes. We need to see that fire. We need to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, depth, and height, and to know the love of God that passes knowledge. Knowledge is what you know. Knowledge is what you experience. Well, the love of God, and there's dimensions of God. There's dimensions of fire. Come on, somebody, that takes you past knowledge, takes you past your present bank account, takes you past, hallelujah, low self-esteem and generational curses. That, amen, and it comes with that fire, the Holy Ghost and fire. Too many people are remembering what they used to do, or the word curses or negative experiences that they had. Well, we're born again. We're new creatures, but we need to have the fire of God to wipe it away, to blow it away. And fire also is definitive, amen, and it's supernatural, and it's magnificent, amen, because there was an instance in the Bible where the people didn't know who God was, amen, and Ahab was looking for Elijah. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. And Ahab, Elijah told a man of God, I forgot his name, to tell him that Elijah is here. Amen. And when he finally met him, he said, do you trouble Israel? He said, no, you trouble Israel. So he gathered all the prophets of Baal, all the prophets of the groves, and all the people came together for a showdown. Amen. There are people that worship Beyonce. There are people that worship Hindu and Hare Krishna and this and that and Harry Potter. You know, satanic churches are on the rise. People in Hollywood are giving themselves to the devil. Well, call to God, Elijah said, let's have a showdown. Amen. And the God that answers by fire, good God Almighty, You're the God that answers by fire. Let him be God. Amen. So he let them go first. And they called upon their gods and they cut themselves. That's what demons do. Amen. They have sacrifices. That's what people do, demonic people. And nothing happened. And Elijah mocked them and said, either your God is sleeping or he's on a journey. Come on, somebody. And when they finished, he put 12 stones for the 12 tribes of Israel. And he put a bunch of water, come on, somebody, on the sacrifice. 3 barrels of water so they couldn't say it was some trick. Amen. And he said, Lord, I know that you hear me always, but let so that the people may know that there's a God in Israel. And let the fire come. And the fire came from heaven and consumed the sacrifice. And the people said, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. Hallelujah. We need to have some fire in our lives. When we go to Walmart to go shopping, when we tell about Jesus, we need to have some fire. Like I said, fire and light are synonymous. Come on, at times, amen. And the Bible says, Jesus said, so let your light, or you might say, so let your fire shine, that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We need to have some fire when we minister to the Bloods and Crips. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're shy today and you're a little nervous and you're not an outgoing person, then you need to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Building up your most holy faith, because the Bible says that Jeremiah was afraid and he wanted to hold his tongue and he didn't want to say anything about the Lord. Amen. Because of what he went through. Amen. I even think one time it said that he wished that he remained in the womb, that his mother's womb had been his home. Come on, and curses the man that brought him forth. Amen. But he said, I could not hold myself because it was like fire. Woo! Fire set up in my bones. Come on, somebody. I need y'all to say fire. I need y'all to say fire. Come on, somebody. Fire. Lord, send your fire. You got to go send the fire in my, send the fire in my love among my, unsaved loved ones. Fire to the United States. Fire.
Fire. Everybody, mics are open so fire. Y'all can talk back to them.
Hallelujah. Fire.
Glory
we need
God.
Your fire.
We need thank you, Lord.
Power.
We need your fire, God.
And another instance, fire, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, fire. And Father, just touch him now with your fire.
You,
even let it go through this phone.
Hallelujah,
from the top
God.
Of the head to the bottom of the feet. Even
thank
now,
you for
oh,
your fire,
Lord, touch him. We desire your sweet community. Come on, somebody. And in just about closing, Lord God, it says that Elijah, amen, was walking with Elisha. And the prophets and the sons of the prophets, you know, said, do you know that your master, that God's going to take your master away? And these people were the sons of the prophets. They were raised in prophetics. They were raised in the school of prophets, in the house of prophets. But they were so dumb, you know, they didn't walk with Elijah. Amen? A lot of people want the anointing. A lot of people want the fire. But they don't want to pay the price. They don't want to be under leadership. Amen? So they couldn't leave. Hung around him, but no. So Elijah tried him. God will use leaders to try him and said, I'm going to Bethel. Stay here. He said, is the Lord thy God? I'm not going to leave. I'm going to Capernaum. I'm going here and there. I'm going to Jericho. And he stayed with them. And they came to some water, the Jordan, and he threw his mantle down, you know, which is like a covering, like a shawl, and the waters parted, and they went to the other side. And as they were walking, a chariot of fire appeared, and Elijah went up in the chariot of fire. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. He said, oh, my master, the chariot of fire and the shawl and the mantle fell. Amen. Then he came to those same waters and said, where is the God of Elijah? And the waters parted, and he went to the other side. And they said, God is with Elijah. People need to know that God is with us, but they need to see something. They need to see some fire. Come on, somebody. When you go to the drug corner and you minister to the drug people, come on, somebody. they need to see something. You don't have to go when they're there, depending on where you are in the Lord, but you can go when they're not there at night or early in the morning, and you can put some oil down, and you can pray some fire down. He got a boy, and they'd be like, man, I don't know what's going on or what that crazy saint, that crazy lady did, but I don't feel good. I don't feel good here. I feel like my britches is on fire. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hell has got fire. Hallelujah. But we're not trying to go to that fire. But the fire that we will experience is the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Come on, somebody. And in the book of Acts, I believe it's the 18th or 19th chapter, after they heard Paul preach, the people took their curious arts, their magic books, and burned them in the fire. Come on, somebody. See, we still have a remembrance of sin. Amen. God could have just blew up Sodom and Gomorrah. He could have just had all the folk gasped out or just die or sent a plague. No, but he burned it by fire. Come on, somebody. So that stuff wouldn't go down any lineage, so that the world wouldn't die to AIDS. There's some things in our life that need to be burned. We need the fire of God. We got the gifts, but we need the fire. So many people today, they got the gifts and they're preaching, but they don't have any conviction. Amen. I'm so tired of, and I'm picking on women because I'm a man. So if you're a woman, you can pick on the men. I'm so tired of seeing women of God, not babes of God, but women of God that are saying, oh, I'm losing weight so I can get back into my bathing suit, you know, and tight jeans and all this, that, and the other. Come on, somebody. Where is the fire? Where is the conviction?
Yeah,
people are dressing like prostitutes, and they're claiming to be prophetesses. Amen? The fire.
Come on, sir.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to yell. The consuming fire. Just like the fire came down from heaven, hallelujah, hallelujah, and turned the people back to God, the fire consumed the sacrifice. Amen? Now, I'm not talking about a literal fire coming and consuming us, but we need the power of the Holy Ghost. The fire here is represented by the Holy Ghost. We need some fire in our members. We need some fire in our mind. We need some fire when we go looking at Instagram, trying to look at things we shouldn't look at. We need some fire in our tongue. Amen. Sometimes it's unruly. We need to be cleaned up by God. And going back to the book of Acts, come on, somebody, they had fire.
Hallelujah.
We need fire. And if you study it, the history tells us that they were upper room with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the 120 and the disciples, along with the children. Good God Almighty. All them folk up in the room. Good God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah. One refrigerator or whatever. Amen. But it went 10 days, they said. Amen. You got to wait on the fire. You can say, Lord, I surrender all. Lord, send your fire. Nothing may happen, but you got to stay in there until he comes. And when he comes with the blessing, when he comes, no, I'm not coming for the blessing only. Amen. I want to go beyond the blessing. Like I tell a lot of folk, and I'm just about winding up. How much time do I have, woman of God?
Take your time. You have more than enough time.
Okay. I say a lot of saints, what they do is, and I'm one of them at times, we come to God and we need something, and we come at his feet. Amen. Oh, Lord, please, Lord, help me. Oh, I worship you, Lord. Oh, you're mighty. You're holy. You're the great I am. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We come praising him. And you're the great I am. You're Elohim. You're Nisi. You're Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Shammah. Rapha, you know, healer. Banner. Shiskinu, righteousness. And then we rise from that in the spirit to his hand. The hand is when we get the fiance, when we get married, when we get the loan, when we get the house, when we get the cul-de-sac, when we get the car dealership, when we get expansion in ministry. That's where the blessing is, at his hand. But then we praise God, and then we leave, amen, at his hand. But now God is saying, after you receive, after you worship me and you rise up to receive, then keep on going up higher till you get to my face. Because with the face is communication. Come on, somebody. When you see God and his expression, you want to know him. Face-to-face means intimacy. Come on, somebody. And we need the fire to get rid of some of these blemishes. Hallelujah. We need the fire to come down from heaven and consume some of these leaders and pastors. People have told me over the years, that you cannot change the church from the back. Well, that's kind of true if you're trying to come against the pastor and trying to change the pastor's vision, amen? No. But when the pastor is bugging, amen, when he can't keep his pants on, when the woman of God thinks she's a celebrity, come on, somebody, you can call down fire. And the example of this is, amen, modern day, amen, Azusa Street, a black man with one eye, amen, 1907, so those complaining about what it's like to be black, well, this man engineered and prayed in one of the greatest revivals in history, a time when you were black, if you saw somebody, and I love everybody, anybody Caucasian here, I love you, but if you saw somebody, what, you had to cross the other side of the street. If you even winked at a woman, a white woman, you could be hung, you know? But anyway, he was in a house on Bonnie Bray Court, and he prayed all night, and then a man named the name of Charles Bartleman, amen, he joined them, and they would pray all night, and then Bartleman would go to work, and then my man would take a rest, and still, but to make the long story short, the fire of God came, amen, there were so many people receiving the Holy Ghost on the porch, and the porch broke. Well, to make a long story short, they moved to the Azusa Street Mission, and one time, the fire engine really came. The fire company came because they thought there was a fire, but yet it was the fire of God. And my Bible also tells me that our God is a consuming fire. Come on, and we're in his image. So God spoke in the bush. The bush was burning, but it didn't consume. We're supposed to burn. Hallelujah. The great, not Feeney, but I forgot his name. The two brothers. But anyway, he said, God sets me on fire. And people come to watch me burn. Come on, somebody. He says that he's made his ministers of a flaming fire. That's what he makes his ministers. We need to stop backpedaling. Amen. We need to start going forward. Because I believe the fourth chapter of 1 John, and I'm going to prophesy to a few people, it says that, behold, what love the Father has bestowed upon us. Right? That we may be called the sons of God. Well, if our God is a consuming fire, then you can say, behold, what fire the Lord has bestowed upon us, that we may be called the sons of God, that we are a chosen generation, we are a royal priesthood, we're a holy nation, a peculiar people brought forth to show the praise of him that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We're fire, y'all. Hallelujah. I love being black, and if I had to come back and live my life, I'd want to be black, just if you were Italian or white, whatever. But my culture and anybody's culture has limitations. I've gone past black because my Bible tells me if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, all things have passed away, all things are of God. Amen. My Bible tells me that if this earthly tabernacle, hallelujah, would dissolve, we have a house made in hands, at a house eternal in the heavens, not made by hands. So when you peel this melon off of us, all there is Holy Ghost and fire. Because the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory, will burn out you, and the only thing that's left is hope and glory. Glory to God. So I beseech you all to walk on the water. Amen. Hallelujah. To call upon God to get the fire of God. Even lions are afraid of fire. Amen? Come on, they're afraid of fire. Demons run at the name of Jesus. And when they see the fire, amen, sinners need to see. When you're on the job and they're bothering you and this, that, and the other, don't run. Don't get another job. Stay in that fire unless God tells you to leave. And when you leave, it's going to be victorious because people are looking at our lives. They see us in the fire. But if we stay in the fire and glorify God, hallelujah. Paul said, I keep my thought body under. Amen. Hallelujah. Lest while preaching to others, I be made a castaway, which means I got to get out the way. John the Baptist said, I got to decrease so he can increase. So if we decrease, then the fire increases. Come on. So even now, say, Lord, turn the fire up. Lord, send your fire. Send your cleansing fire.
Send your fire, God.
Lord, I know that your fire will not consume me, but it'll make me. And even the Bible says in 1 Peter that, amen, that your faith is more precious than gold tried by fire. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for the word. We thank you for this woman of God. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing a new work in her life. And I'm going to open up for prayer. But even now I have a word. Oh, recall for Stacy, Apostle Stacy, for you've gone through the fire and you've gone through many trials. Say, God, it seems like at times that you weren't going to make it and you pulled out your hair even spiritually. But some of that was my fire. And I purified you, say, God, for I will send you into conflict. I will send you into troubles areas, say, God, and you shall prophesy a blessing and you will speak and it'll be like fire come out of your mouth and it will consume the shaft and the chains of bondage in people's lives. For you've experienced the fire, saith God, and you will live in the fire, and you bring the fire. This is a new day, and I shall restore everything that is stolen. Get ready, for more doors will open. For I've made you a genius in the spirit, but I allowed you to be ignored. I allowed you to be overlooked, for I didn't want you to go forth before your time. But I'm raising up a new troop of leaders that will not get caught up in the fame and filthy lucre, and you stand at the very front of the door. Get ready. Arabo Shunda Reken Pa, for you should dream again. He got a bow, and I use you not only shake America, but even the nations. Oh, you are important, and every hair in your head is numbered. Watch me change things, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yep. And if there's anybody, Ikara Boshunda, just introduce yourself. Amen. Ikara Boshunda.
Whoever would like prayer or word, just introduce yourself to Prophet Wayne and just let God have his way.
Hi, Prophet Wayne. This is Keisha Harris. I just want to say I was truly blessed by the word. I didn't get on time, but I got on right on time, and I just wanted to say thank you. But I'm glad to you who've been forth that powerful word, and I just feel the power and the presence and the fire of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God bless you, my dear friend Keisha. I haven't heard because my Facebook account was hacked, so I lost contact with people for 3 years, but now that I'm back. But Keisha, I see your face, incredible. I see you shining, incredible, and I'm hearing business in the spirit. I know some things about you from the natural, but I'm going in the supernatural, and God, I'm hearing wealth. For I will bless the work of thy hand, says God. Not just that business that you put your hands to, but there's some other businesses, says God. There's divine appointments. There's divine appointments, even associates that have come across your way, says God. For you will give them a word of deliverance, and they will give you wealth secrets. For I shall put you at the right place at the right time, and I will give you wisdom concerning the stock market, even trading. For I have tested you in the fire, and you've come at it as pure gold. You'll not get caught up in the fame and in filthy lucre, for you shall feed many. You shall help many broken women, even teenagers, even men and women coming out of prison. For you have a great pulpit ministry, saith the Lord, but even a greater marketplace ministry. Every hair in your head is numbered. I've not forgotten you. Hallelujah. Look not at your age, saith God. Hallelujah. But look to me.
Hallelujah.
For you are important. For just as I brought a Juanita Biden, my prophetess, from nothing to something. Hallelujah. Seeming overnight. So will I do with you, saith God, and I shall also put my song in your heart, for I shall touch your voice, saith God, and you will sing like an angel, and you shall even see people come out of wheelchairs. How to walk on time, blind eyes open. You are special, saith the Lord, and you won't just minister to black folk, but to be Caucasian, Mexican, people even from the Mideast. You shall see people from the nation of Islam. You shall see people in coasts, even black Israelites. They will not be able to withstand thy words. God,
is
ready. Well, visitation coming. I shall sanctify thy belly for fasting and praying. Get ready, for you shall walk in glory, saith the Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say thank you for your word today. I am encouraged and filled with the fire.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. What's your name again, ma'am?
Rich, my name is Richard Brown.
Richard Brown. Okay. Well, we thank you for Richard, Father. And I heard in the spirit tithe. Amen. God, I know your tithe, but God's going to give you revelation concerning the tithe. Amen. And God even says, begin to tithe what you want to make. Amen. If you want to make, go to God, $40,000 a month, then tithe $400. Come on, somebody. God is going to bless the work of your hands. And I see you as being like an Andrew. Everybody wants to be Peter. Peter was in the forefront. But Andrew brought the loaves and the fishes. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I believe Andrew brought Peter to Jesus. Come on, somebody. You're going to be in the background person, but you're going to do major things in major revivals. And I even see you ministering under a tent at times. Good God Almighty. And God
Thank
is going to make
Lord.
You, I hear tithe again. He's going to make you, what's that word? He's going to make you a giver for the kingdom. He's going to make you a paymaster. And I see you doing, you're a very smart man, but sometimes circumstances, sometimes the norms of society get back or whatever, but you're a genius. And God's got some things and witty inventions on the inside of you that the world has not seen yet. For there'll be times when you fast and pray, go to God, and you think, oh, let me go to Hebrews, let me go to James. And God has said, no, go to the Wall Street Journal. Hallelujah. Go to the Bukunda. Go to the trading journal. I'll give you wisdom and understanding. And I shall even bless you with knowledge concerning international banking. For did not I say that a good man leaveth inheritance to his children, and the wealth of the wicked shall lead up for the just. Oh, get ready. The wealth transfer is coming to you. And even now, my son, receive the mantle of my servant, Miles Monroe. And indeed, for I will give you wisdom, even like Solomon, even like Miles Monroe, Ash and Dan, and you will counsel many pastors. For you shall, I hear, bishop, you shall walk as a bishop. Pastors, pastor. I'll give you wisdom and understanding, and you shall even plant many churches. You shall even flow as an apostle at times. Oh, get ready. Do you know anybody named Sarah?
Sarah?
Yes.
I think I do. I think I
okay,
do know
cool.
a person named Sarah. I haven't spoke to her in a long time.
Well, that's what the name Sarah came to me. I don't know what that means. God will show you what that means. Glory to God. But you're getting ready to get blessed. He's getting ready to give you the desires of your heart. I don't know your marital status. God's going to fix that up. For you are a genius. I even hear music. I don't care if you don't play the first instrument. I hear music. I know people that have learned from the Holy Ghost. You shall prophesy on instruments.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Praise
Glory
God.
To God. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Next person.
Yeah, sir, my name is Walter Lunsford. I have the privilege of being Stacy's cousin, and I always ask her and I ask you to pray for the truck drivers. We're out here earning a living and trying to keep America moving, and a lot of times we don't get to, a lot of times people have negative images of us as people, and also we don't get a chance to really get to church a lot and get prayers that we need out here. So I always ask for safe travels for us, and also prayers for people who are going through any form of mental illness. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Father. We pray the brother Jesus over this man of God. And we bind up mental illness over anybody over the airways in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for this man, Father. I decree and declare that he's going to be like an Apostle Paul on the road when he goes to truck stops, when he goes to hotels. Revival is going to break out for my son. I will turn that truck into a church, saith God. You will have a whole fleet. You will have your own company, saith God, and you will work when you want to work, saith God. And you should train those truckers. And as you go across the road, you will prophesy. You will speak to the four winds. You will speak to the drug dealers. You will speak to the principalities and powers. For I'm going to open myself up to you, saith God. For the times when you drive 8 hours or more until they tell you can't drive, well, that's time that I'll give you visions and dreams. And at times you will even pull over, and you'll have divine utterances. Keep a notebook ready, my son, for there's business ideas, there's prophecies, there's wisdom that I'm going to give you. All the brain. And I will give you the best runs, but you shall have your own company. You have home time. For there's miracle money coming to you, for you love me and you love souls, and I shall use you like never before. And I shall restore the years that the palmer worm and the cankerworm was eaten. Oh, yes, my son, I'm touching your body even now, for that is not an easy job, but I shall give you rest, for you are my best, and you shall see many souls won over the road, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
The next person.
This is Irene Langley. I enjoyed your word. I just, whatever the Lord put in your spirit to say, but I really enjoyed your word because I had just read about the fire God, some of the things that you spoke on, and I had no intention of reading my word. But when I opened it up, it was right there. So I thank God for that.
Hey, God, are you the Langley that's related to Pastor Fozart?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, praise God. Okay, yeah. Okay, Father, we thank you for this woman, even right now. We thank you for her heart of compassion. Even she'll take the last and give it. For you like the Shunammite woman, saith God, that gave to the man of God. Even as you've given to different ministries, I shall bless you, and you shall even house ministers and men and women of God. And you shall get a prophet's reward. And I will give you wisdom, and I will give you witty inventions, even those things that you stepped out before, that dried up, undig those Abrahamic wells, even as Isaac did, and they shall spring forth water, for I shall make you wealthy. You shall have more than enough, for I shall use you to have care homes, to feed the hungry. You'll take people that live under the bridge, homeless folks, trapped, I died, and you show them how to be meaningful citizens, even being multi-man, and you should have a monthly magazine, saith God, and even a TV show from your house. Well, get ready, for you're meek and humble. And I know you're satisfied with such things I've given you, but it's time for expansion. It's time to increase your borders. It's time, saith God, for a new house, even a mansion. For you've helped so many other folks, but I've not forgotten you. Get ready. This is your season. Yes, they've talked about you. Yes, they called you a holy roller. Yes, they called you too soft because you help everybody. But I will give you wisdom, saith God, and I shall prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Get ready. I even see Argentina. For you shall feed people even in South America, even in Jamaica, even in Africa, and the trouble spots, saith God. For I will give you wisdom concerning Bible economics. Get ready. oh, you've delighted yourself because Thank you, Lord. The sun that I keep here in house, and I'm seeing like clothing, like your own line of clothing. Amen. Things that you wanted, amen, that you've forgotten about, God has not forgotten. Hallelujah. He's going to make your dreams come true. Hallelujah. You know how he supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory, but you're going to go from being your needs supplied to get the desires of your heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to have folks.
Thank you, God.
And folks, you have a spirit. I can feel the love of God. Amen. You're gifted. Everybody can love. You really get. You can love the unlovable. Come on, somebody. I didn't see you. People getting ready to fight,
thank
and you,
you
step in the middle and quenching it. Ika, you're going to do that in the spirit realm. Ala, la bogonda, rekende, and people that are bitter, that Ika, welfare that has been down, and people that came from broken homes, you're going to love them, Ika. You're going to love folk into the kingdom. Come on, somebody.
Oh,
you're going to cut down
you,
the competition between pastors and even some members that don't speak, people that don't speak to one another. You're going to bring
thank
that love. They call Jesus, they call God the bomb of Gilead. And a bomb is like kind of like a Band-Aid. And that's what I see. You bring healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And there's a healing ministry in you, not only for physical, but emotionally.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we give God the glory.
Thank you,
we need
Jesus.
To rejoice with everybody when they get a word because God is doing something wonderful. So can we just give him a praise right now?
Hallelujah,
God. We thank you for what you are doing. Hallelujah. We rejoice with our sister, Lord. Thank you for releasing a fresh anointing upon her even now that she is praising you, God. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, touch her. Touch her, touch her, God. Oh, we thank you, God. Oh, Rabba Shanda, Rabba Sidi, Kanda, Rabba Shaka, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, the next person.
Hallelujah.
Hi, this is Deborah. Bless you, man of Yahweh, for the invitation and
you,
for your word. I thank Yahweh for the refiner's fire in my life. But I ask that you pray as you are led by the Holy Spirit, as there are many requests in my heart, but the Holy Spirit knows the one that I need
amen.
Response to.
Praise God. God bless you.
Oh, Rabbi Shata.
And I'm hearing wife, and I'm hearing bishop. Amen. I think we spoke or text briefly. Amen. And I thank God that you're appreciative of that house because the place you're dwelling now is a reward for your faith. Amen. And God rewarded you
hallelujah.
For your faith. Amen. Glory to God. You could have waited, but there's many businesses in you. See, a lot of people can jump and they can preach and teach, but they don't have any common sense. You're filled with wisdom. I keep hearing having dreams about your son. He's going to be healed. Both of them are going to be healed. And there's a healing ministry in the inside of you. God is saying you're going to make New York money in North Carolina. Sunday, and God said you go to New York as if it's like going to Cary or Durham. Even the ATL. If I will show you where the bargains are, if I shall give you your own line of jewelry, even of clothing, for you show many had a prosper. For many think that this is a white man's gospel. They think that the preacher is just robbing the people, but I shall bless you beyond your wildest imaginations before you're even known. And you should go back to New York and lead many out of poverty, many out of gangs, many out of hopelessness. And you will minister in revivals, and you will sponsor other revivals. Oh, Rakin Didia, get ready for you sown in tears and you shall reap in joy. This is a new season, for there's healing in your hands, and you will see your son healed this season. And many others. In fact, that will be a big part of your ministry, healing. And yes, you know things about the Illuminati, and yes, I've stirred your spirit, but I'm going to sanctify that belly. I'm going to take you up on high, and there'll be days, hallelujah, where you don't even eat. There'll be days where you only eat three or four times during the month, but I will give you names of the Illuminati. I will show you what they're doing in the White House. And I will know who's going to win. I will tell you who's been cloned, who's living, who's next. For you shall pull celebrities, Ricky, even out of the fire, for they are important, saith God, because when they get saved, they can influence many people. I see Samuel Jackson. He's already a believer. I see Donzel. People like that going to be at your house eating. I see you praying for Rihanna. I want to say Beyonce, but Rihanna. Even Kevin Hart. Regina Hall and people like that. And I hear millions. That's just the start. We prophesy in part, know in part. So if I'm saying $1 million, amen, that's what God says, because we can only take but so much at one time. But if it's a million, after that comes a billion. Come on, somebody. They're going to say, who is this woman? Who is this black witch? She's not Oprah. She's not Cornelius Rice. She's not Michelle Obama. Are you an actress, or what do you do, or is your husband rich, or whatever? Are you a queen from another country? No, I serve the God that owns the cattle upon a thousand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you shall rub shoulders with Sidney Trim. Jackie McCullough. Oh, get ready. This is a new day. And you've gotten into see at times, save God, but the cares of life. Oh, I'm going to take some of the weights off. Oh, I'm going to give time back to you. Oh, he can't die. Yes, you will have visions, and that vision you will see your sons healed. Hala brokin di rikin di 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 asha, and your son will have another triumph. Well, I'm going to touch his body. Rick and Dad, look not at the past, for the past is over, but look toward me. And I will show you glimpses of your future, for it's very bright. And you flow in the anointing. You change atmospheres everywhere you go. That's why there's such a war there. But I will show you things to come, and I will give you more comfort. And there'll be times when you won't be able to get off the bed. There'll be times when you won't even have a bowel movement. There'll be times when you'll spend the whole weekend basking in my glory. And even now, receive that mantle of Catherine Kuhlman. Receive it, even though mothers of time passed. For you shall not go just to New York, but you should go to St. Louis, Little Rock, Arkansas, L.A. You'll see Bloods and Crips calling you mom, weeping, throwing their guns down, giving you an offering right on the spot. For you shall walk in glory, and nothing will overtake you and surprise you, for you will see the secrets of the enemy even in a bedchamber. Get ready, for there's not only a national platform, but an international platform. And I can use you to break down racism in this country, how to even supremacy, even in the body of Christ. How to
Hallelujah.
Like modern day Deborah. Oh, they came to hear the word under the Ephraim. They're going to come from far and near. I've not forgotten you, how you ministered to the saints. Come on. I've seen it, your tears.
Thank you, God.
I've heard that cry, and I choose you to overcome. You don't even realize all that I put on the inside of you. What do you do with this?
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Once again, I'm
Jesus.
Hearing. Once again, I'm hearing. Once again, I'm hearing house. Iko de Boshanda. Roko Shruta.
Say that again, Manica. I hear you.
Roko Shruta. And the word I'm seeing is a state. even though you're a people's person, you know what I mean? You know, like the neighbor cut the grass and say hello. Well, God is going to give you an escape. Because not that you're snobbish and don't need to see nobody, but because what you'll be such a public person that there'll be times when you're going to need some privacy. Amen. There'll be times when people won't be able to get at you because these celebrities are going to be jumping at the Illuminati, and they're going to be taking planes from Charlotte, from RU and other places, coming staggered, coming in disguises, because they're going to hear that there's a woman that brings deliverance. They don't have to sacrifice.
Man of God, can I confirm the word of the Lord? I don't want to take up time. That I just came off of a 7-day liquid fast, but done that before. And the Lord, since I moved in this house, has been pushing me to fast differently and more more intense, if you will, for lack of better words. I said, Lord, I see what you're doing. You're building me up. You're building me up. And so when you said there's going to be times when he'll call me not to eat at all for days, he's already started doing that. So I bless God.
Amen.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Good. Yes. Amen. Visitation is coming from the Spirit of God. You know, I'm so tired of hearing about COVID and mass murders and what the devil's doing. Well, my Bible tells me in Daniel that those that know their God should do exploits. It's time for exploits.
Yes.
He's going to give you the names, folks that are kidnapping. He's going to give you the headquarters of where they're having slavery and they're kidnapping people. It's going to get to the point where the FBI will deal with you, because you're going to get so sharp in the spirit, because terrorist thing is not over. Come on, we got to get, I want the blessing, but, you know, I've still got to be on the wall. They want to still blow up some planes and some buildings, but you're going to know about it beforehand, and you're going to tell them it's going to be such that they're gonna take you for a while, but how do you know all of this? Because and you're gonna tell them, if I was a terrorist, you think I'd be telling you? And you're gonna read their mail. There's gonna be times when you will go to the shopping center and you're gonna be like, Lord, please don't show me that. No, please, I don't see. There's times when you're gonna go to church and you're gonna see the preacher. You're gonna see God's gonna pull his pants down right in front of you. You're gonna see.
Hallelujah.
And you're
going
to go up to
that
Lord in private and say, I'm telling you private to leave that secretary and stop messing with God's people and take a line them. I'm telling you in private.
Hallelujah.
If you don't correct it, if you don't repent, then hallelujah, then your shame is going to be public. Come on, somebody.
He used me like that. Man of God, I tell you what.
Amen. And
thank
see,
you, God.
What it is it's kind of like odd. It's almost like when you're prophetic like that, then even preachers and stuff like that, when you go to or hang around them to get a word, I want to name some names, I'm not, and they get quiet. They get convicted because they think you're reading them. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Come on, somebody. So God is going to you up, because not every prophecy is lands and houses. Not everybody's going to love you. Amen. When you go to the Hollywood thing, there are going to be people running, and, oh, I want to be saved, and, oh, I feel so much peace. But there's times when they're going to have orgies, and they're going to have to stop it and put incense because you're there. And you're going to stop some people's parties and not going to like it. Amen. And Silas is thrown in jail because they took the money away from the men that got it from the soothsaying. Amen. Hallelujah. He got this money made for a black man going to jail. But when they start coming to jail and they start coming to you and they start reading your books and going to your crusades and revivals and your podcasts and they don't go back to jail, then there's going to be some demons. There's going to be some principalities that don't like it. So henceforth, God is going to give you incredible security. I even see your son, the NFL son. I see him being the head of your security. Yes, we got angels, but you're going to do so much damage to the kingdom of God. I mean, to the kingdom of the enemy, that you're going to need security. And God's going to give you, and some will be on the payroll of prayer warriors that have your back.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You ain't seen nothing yet. But, of course, I feel the...
Hallelujah.
I did some fast today, but I feel...
Glory.
I'm going to protect my body, but I give God the glory. And it's like this, Saints. I feel for myself a 40-day water or juice fast. It's just straight, okay? But what's going to happen is, if it happened for me, it's going to happen for you, amen? Because he'll give you that grace, amen? Well, what's going to happen is somebody's fast, you may eat after the 15th day, not because you're hungry, but because it'll be so much glory and so much revelation that you won't be able to take it. So you'd be like, well, let me just eat. Good. Let me go to a ball game. Let me go to a movie or something like that. Come on, somebody. Because you can only consume so much of God at one time.
Yeah.
I want more of you, Amen. Lord. I want more of you. Amen. I want more of you. That's good. But when he finally, my God, like woman of God and the people on this line, there's times it'd be like a little kid. If you kick a little kid, you're like, hey, please stop. He's laughing. That's how God, you're going to get with God. It's going to be so much joy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woman of God, when you... I just want to give her a word to Prophet Wayne, then we're going to come right back to you. But when you came, when you introduced yourself and said your name, this is what I heard, and I have to give it to you the way I heard it.
Yes, ma'am.
I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. Whatever you pray for, whatever you ask for, it shall not be denied, says the Lord. Every petition that you make to God, based on John 14:14, it shall come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Every seed that you have already planted in the ground, it is going to bring forth a harvest.
Yes.
You have entered into a wonderful season of answered prayer, and God is about to do something spectacular in your life.
Amen.
I'm not adding
Amen.
Anything to it.
Thank you, God.
But water Hallelujah. Those seeds tonight with your praise, because there
yes,
is a praise.
Yes.
Rikanda Rabashanda, Rikanda Rabashata. That praise is down. And he wants you to bring it up so it could come out, because it's going to be like the Ruah praise. And every wall around you is going to fall
Glory,
down.
Glory, hallelujah.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Glory,
Prophet
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Glory,
God.
Hallelujah. Woman of
hallelujah.
God,
praise.
I heard the quickening in your spirit when I said my name. I wanted you to ask the Holy Spirit. I felt you quicken in the spirit. In my Sandra Goshinai. Hallelujah.
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 Quickening in the spirit. So when you talk about a new thing, that's a new thing.
Yeah. My God.
Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
I'm sorry.
God.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Sorry.
Just let God have his way.
Hallelujah. Boost them to me. And so this invitation, they truly being introduced right now.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Look, tonight is the turning point of everybody's breakthrough that came to this
thank
line
you,
tonight. And we just thank God. And I'm going to ask you guys to just continue praying for Prophet Wayne while he's ministering. And thank God for releasing the fire of the Holy Ghost, because God is still moving. And right now,
yes,
Prophet
amen.
Wayne, we cover you with the blood of Jesus
yes,
from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And may God continue to use you in a mighty way.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We cover your wife and your children with the blood of Jesus. We set up perimeters that the enemy will not be able to cross.
We thank God for hiding you in the fire. And we thank you that when the enemy looks for you, he cannot see you because of the fire. And we thank you that the fire is speaking for you. And we thank you, oh God, for the blood and the fire that's working together on behalf of Prophet Wayne and his wife, Prophet Angela, God. And we thank you for purifying them. We thank you for sanctifying them, oh God. We thank you for setting them apart with such a time, because you're about to call them, God, to come out from the background, and you're going to bring them to the forefront. And I thank you, oh God, that you're going to use them as a rod of correction. And he's going to go to your people. He's going to go to the leaders, God. He's going to go to the world leaders. And God, you're going to use them to set something in order. You're going to use them to bring forth correction, God. And many of those leaders that have gone astray, they are going to humble themselves, and they are going to repent, and they're going to rededicate their lives to you. So we cover him, and we ask that you preserve him, and that you continue to keep him, oh God, because somebody's life is in his groin. The word that you have placed inside of him, oh God, yes, it is like fire. Yes, it is shut up in his bone, oh God, for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And the next person that has a prayer request, just talk to the prophet, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
This is Teresa Watson. I'd like to have a prayer request to have Sundays off.
Okay.
Amen.
Is this Pastor T?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. How we doing?
I'm doing fine.
Amen. Well, Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace to get help in the time of need. Hallelujah. You said if any two people should touch and agree about anything, they should have the Father where two or three gather your name there in the midst, and we just touch and agree with her. We touch and agree that she will have Sundays off. Even right now, touch that the head of that business. Even now, my daughter.
Can somebody mute their phone, please?
My daughter, you can cook with the best of them. You can burn. And yes, I will give you Sundays off, saith God, but I'm going to do exceedingly abundantly all that you ask or think. For I'm going to give you your own business, even cooking food, even dessert. For your personality is a winning personality, and your smile. They'll come for the food, and they'll come for the smile, and they'll come for the anointing. For yes, you are an apostle. I've not forgotten you. And I shall strengthen thy body, and I shall add years to thy life, saith the Lord. Hey, Kanda, and you shall move in the glory. For you sat under many great men and women of God, and you've gotten many mantles, saith God, and you will put those to use. For this is a new day. Money is coming even from your own business. Start cooking them pies. Start making that food, saith God, and I will bring the customers, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. For you too will have a house, saith God. That which you dreamed about, I've not forgotten you. For this is a new day. And I will give you the honey from heaven. And I will give
Hallelujah.
You the honey in a man. Watch me do
Hallelujah.
It. There's nothing too hard for me. For their wedding bells, and it won't be long. For you should be found gleaning in the fields, busy for me. And I will send that Boaz. He come down to He will be a prophet, and he'll be a preacher, and he'll love you like you're the last woman on earth. Get ready. For I shall prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rejoice with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that must be the Messiah. You're the Messiah.
Hallelujah, God.
That's my father.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
and the
Jesus.
Next person, thank you, God.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good evening. This is Veronica.
Okay, the Veronica, your last name, ma'am?
Smith.
Oh, hey, praise the Lord. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm at work and stuff. I had to go to the work room.
Okay. Well, Father, hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. I heard promote. I'm hearing promote skin in the spirit. For you have been faithful over little, and I shall make you ruler over many. For I shall even give you your own boutique. And you will flow in ministry, for you are the walking Bible, that you are even a theologian, and I should use you to clarify my word and to get people from left field even into center field. For many are going kooky, many are having false visions and revelations, but I will give you authority, and I will give you a platform, and you shall set my body in order, and you shall teach many of the younger women, and you too, God, I will have your own line of clothing. If I'm going to give you the desires of your heart, yes, I'm going to promote you, but you're too busy. You're too big to be in one place. For many businesses will spring out of you, saith the Lord. He caught up, boy, and you too, to the men and women that come out of prison. I'm here in New House also. New car, everything new. And he's going to restore the years that the cobworm and the palm worm has eaten up. So rejoice. And you still there?
Yes, well, I muted everyone. Yes, I muted everyone because of the background noise. So the young lady that just prayed, what's the last four digits of your number, please, so I could open your mic back up? Veronica, are you there? Okay, well, I'm going to open all of the mics back up, but if you're in a noisy environment, I'm going to ask you to mute your phone. But, Veronica, if you're listening, do you have a response to Prophet Wayne? Okay, it might have been her phone, Prophet Wayne, because everybody's mic is open. So we could keep going, but God bless her. Thank God for the word for her. Is there another person that desires prayer? Anyone have an encouraging word for the man of God?
I do. This is Richard Brown, and I just want to tell you, Pastor Wayne, Prophet Wayne, that God is using you in an amazing way, and I encourage you to be strong and keep doing what you're doing, and know that all of our prayers are with you as you stand and as we all stand and face the enemy, that we stand in our integrity for God with the fire. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
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 Man. And Richard, I thank you for taking that bold stand, because it's not easy what he does. And everybody, a lot of people on this line have a prophetic mantle upon your life. And I want you to really take serious what he said tonight about the fire and about God's glory. But everything he said about fasting and prayer, please write it down, because they're so essential. Many of us, he started out the message and he started saying, you know, some people have made mistakes, and this is not the season to think about the mistakes of what coulda, shoulda, woulda, but this is the season of now. But this last mile, you need to really, we, not you, but we need to press in And we only going to get that anointing and that covering we need through the prayer and through the fasting. But I've known Prophet Wayne for a long time now. And he doesn't just go somewhere and minister. He hears from God first, but he's laboring and he's before God a lot. Like, I don't know who got the word about Catherine Kuhlman, but Catherine Kuhlman, she spent quality time. Who's that?
Yes.
Your name?
Deborah.
That's Deborah, okay. The judge and the prophetess, all right. So,
yes, ma'am.
Catherine Kuhlman, she spent quality time with God. So everybody just take some time, even if it's just an hour, start praying in the spirit for that hour, but then increase to 2, 3, 4, 5. Before you know it, you're going to be the whole day just praying in the spirit, and God is going to download mysteries. God is going to release understanding of things that you have studied and didn't understand, but he sent Prophet Wayne to set the stage. So, Prophet Wayne, thank you. But, Richard, thank you. That was important. And God is raising up the men in this season, too, where the men are going to raise up. So, you know, I'm just excited because we need more of that. And that was just so on point. But do we have any more prayer requests or any encouraging words for the man of God?
I just pray that he stands up and tell the truth. Give the word and don't shut it down. Just even if you have to hurt their feelings, you got to give them what God give you. Tell the truth. So we all need it. It's time out for sugarcoating. It's time for the real thing. Jesus on his way back.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Prophet Wayne, I would like to ask prayer for my son, Cedric. He just got accepted into nursing school, but he has one more test that he has to take. But that's a goal. It's been a long-term goal, and for him to get approved, he's just so excited. But it's been a bunch of, you know, a lot of hardships and stuff. And I just, I don't want to act like a mama, but I want God's will to be done, but to just strengthen him on this journey and let him know that he's not alone and that all of his dreams is going to come true.
Yeah, well, amen. The word of God says that your fervent affection of prayer of righteousness, a woman is ever much. I decree and declare that the DNA, the spiritual DNA, hallelujah, that comes from you is on him, and we bind the devil even right now, and we just touch and agree, hallelujah, for wisdom, Father, hallelujah. So if any man lack wisdom, let him give, ask of God to give it right now. We ask you to give that young man, to give Cedric that wisdom, touch his mind, because I decree and declare that he'll be like a modern-day Daniel. Sunday, even Luke was a physician. And we thank you for medical school. We thank you that it'll be easy for him because he's going to flow in the anointing. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah. And whatever we ask the Father, we get, hallelujah, if our heart condemns us not. And we get the answers to our prayers because we do those things that please him. And I thank you that he's covered by the prayers of the mother in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
What I mean is that we have to put back the fear of God. We got to have the fear of God. That's what I meant.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, we have to have the fear of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Not to hurt nobody's feeling, but we got to have the fear of God.
Amen.
Amen. So, okay, this is Apostle Wayne. I'm just going to continue to encourage the man of God, Prophet Wayne. God bless you. We love you. Continue that God use you in a mighty way. And keep Christian and dear mighty in prayer. Amen. God bless each and every heart
that's
on the line.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Anybody else? Prophetess Angela, would you like to say something?
I don't even know if she's on the line.
Oh, okay.
Angela?
Okay. I thought she was on. All right. So it's everybody's been prayed for. Everybody has confirmations.
Yes.
And I mean, anything you want to say, or anybody wanted to confirm your word, because I know it was all confirmations and some surprises for everyone. But Prophet Wayne, I want to thank you so much for sharing the word with us today. While you was ministering, I was putting your scriptures and some of the things that you were saying on the message board on Facebook so the people could still get the word. And I want to ask you to just give your closing remarks and your contact information in case anybody wants to be a blessing to you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to close with prayer. Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace to get help in a time of need. I decree and declare this word has landed on good ground, and it brings forth a hundredfold return. We bind the enemy even right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Holy Spirit, help us even right now. Move in their life in unprecedented ways. And we thank you, Lord, for that fire coming. He
yes.
Kind of will shun, and not to scare us,
yes,
but
Lord.
To purify us so that we can firm in your image.
Hallelujah.
Even right now, Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God. Hallelujah,
and
Jesus.
I can be reading that Wayne Lovelace
you,
is my Facebook account, and my Instagram account is littleswaggercool@gmail.com, littleswaggercool@gmail.com. It sounds funny, but that was my son's email. Amen. And then for those that want to be a blessing to me, it's Cash App is $ Angela Lovelace. It's $ capital A, then small case N-G-E, you know, Angela, capital, $ capital A, N-G-E-L-A. Everything is small case except for Angela, the A is Angela, and the L in Lovelace, and then the last name, there's no space between it. $ Angela Lovelace, A-N-G-E-L-A-L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S. And the A and the L is capitalized, and everything else is small.
Okay.
And folks, if you feel led, I don't pressure nobody. I don't play no games. But people that have given have been tremendously blessed.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm sorry, Prophet Brian. Can you repeat what you said?
Okay. What do you want me to repeat now? The Cash App, okay.
Yeah.
$, okay. And if you do
in
it now, it prompted $, then capital A, then a small case N-G-E-L-A, right? There were no space, capital L, small case O-V-E-L-E-S-S.
V-E-L-E-S-S?
Yeah, my name
yes,
is Lovelace, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, and it's $ Angela Lovelace with the A capitalized and the L capitalized, and everything, the A in Angela and the L, the first L in Lovelace, and then everything else is small caps.
Okay.
And my number,
now, will they see,
any problems? I'm sorry?
Will they see your picture or will they see Angela's picture when they go to make the...
That, it's no picture. It just prompts it, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
And my number, phone number is 919-614-2511. 919-614-2511. And when I'm not working, you know, I try to keep myself available, you know what I'm saying, for prayer or whatever.
Okay. Well, Prophet Wayne, I'm definitely going to reach out to you because we're going to have you back, and we'll talk about just giving you some air time as we move forward so you can do, you know, the work that God is calling you to do. And, Deborah, I want to ask you to get my contact information from Prophet Wayne, please. And
yes,
if anyone, and if anyone at any time, you are listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, and I thank God for what he is doing. We are in 37 countries right now, and this is God's network of love. It's not my network. So I want to share with you all. So if you have any events, anything that's going to edify the body of Christ, anything that's going to expose the works of the enemy and open the prison doors and set the captives free, then I want you to reach out to me because I will advertise your information. I will even invite you, you know, to the show. I have different talk shows, but, you know, we could just help you with whatever it is you're trying to do. So that's my way of giving back. But I just thank you all so much for joining us tonight. And Prophet Wayne prayed already, but I ask that y'all continue to lift him and his family in prayer and everyone pray. Who was the person that mentioned the fear of God?
Terrible
Watt.
Okay, thank you so much for saying that. Okay.
Thank
and if
you.
We could just remember to call forth the godly reverence upon this earth and upon this world, because we need it more than ever. But God bless everyone and have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bless you.